Don't shut it off. I'm warning you.
Welcome to Strange Glow Videos. Well, that's what I heard.
Aren't you going to introduce me to your feet?
Hosted by Alec, Justin, and Nick.
Well, that's what I heard.
Hey, welcome back to Strange Glow Video. And this is a new segment here. This is the second edition of it. And we have a formal name for it this time. We are calling it...
Well, that's
hey,
what I
well,
heard.
That's what I heard.
That's what I heard.
He doesn't say, hey. Start over. Start over.
Ah! Take three.
How many times have I hit you tonight, Nick?
Three.
I'm surprised Nick's taking it with a smile. I don't know if there's rage burning behind those eyes or not.
It's passion. We're going to snuggle.
I like what's even better is that he doesn't answer. He just looks down and then back up at me, almost like George Clooney does in movies.
Yeah.
You know the George Clooney move?
The whole eye thing, yeah.
Even does it in Batman.
This is a new segment. Obviously, with the new Ghostbusters movie hyping up, we figure we got to talk about it a little bit now that things are actually moving along. Getting some more stuff out there, yeah. So...
Ghostbusters we're gonna cover a few five.
Well, oh God! It's just to get it right out of the bat. We don't really harbor any hate for Answer the Call. We have various degrees of enjoyment regarding it. I probably enjoy it the most out of us. But just to get that right out of the bat.
It's like when
so
Chris,
that's why we'll try to trigger you folks out there who.
It's like when Christians say.
You know, don't immediately tune out.
It's like when Christians say to us that we hate God. Like, no, it just doesn't exist.
Yeah.
No, so this should be a fun segment. We're going to talk all about Ghostbusters stuff. We're not going to get too crazy with it. But first of all, Paul Rudd is from Kansas City. Obviously, that's
hometown.
Where we're based. Hometown.
I just want to point out real quick. We're a minute and 47 seconds into the second episode of this. And what's basically happened is... We've probably alienated people, and it's making me giggle on the inside right now.
We've alienated the Christians.
We've alienated the
Christians.
We've
alienated the people that hate Answer the Call, the people that like Answer the Call.
Who else do we want to alienate?
A
minority, maybe? Or?
No. I need a buzzer. Nope.
I was thinking about...
We like the minorities.
I was thinking about that early, and I just, you know...
Oh.
Thinking about what?
I'm so excited about this movie, I don't want to alienate anybody, really. So hopefully you're sticking around.
I am not excited.
Everything you're doing
you
is
didn't
bad.
Like Afterlife, though.
Yeah, that's what's got me worried.
I don't know if your opinion counts.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any logical sense. Because I didn't
are
like
we
Afterlife.
At that point, though? You're fully just... Is that your opinion? I didn't like it?
No, I don't like Afterlife.
Okay, I was going
to
say...
I've never had a drive to watch it again. Like, we had... I was forced to watch it 4.5 times at the theater. I did finally watch it all the way through at home like a couple months ago. All
right.
After owning it for over a year.
Speaking of the alienation, if you were to rank the four Ghostbusters films right now, you know, just shot in the dark, what would you rank them?
1, 2, 4, 3.
Let's do a tier ranking.
So you do still think it's better than Answer the Call?
Yeah, Answer the Call is still kind of hard to watch.
See... So that's what I meant with the varying degrees of how much we like it, because
I dislike them for different reasons. So,
catch me on the different days of the week, I might switch them, but those two are pretty much interchangeable for me. It depends on the vibe. Do I want to cry, or do I want to laugh at queef jokes?
But I also do say, well, at least Answer the Call doesn't retroactively damage the first two movies. You can just ignore it. But Afterlife is canon, so Egon's a dad.
We're fully in agreement on this.
The Ghostbusters. And
that it makes him look like an asshole.
The Ghostbusters ended up still being worthless failures, and there's no franchises or...
Except for Winston.
And there,
he's doing all right.
The interesting thing
but
for
Ghostbusters
me, though...
Ghostbusters was a failure.
As I truly,
the Ghostbusters individually.
Truly love the new cast, the new talent they added to Afterlife. There's some really, really amazing stuff.
Oh, the cast
there.
Is fine. Yeah.
And there's a few things in there that like retcon the original movie that kind of don't make sense. But I've looked at that through a different lens because, like, as a super fan, like, we can be real cynical about that stuff.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I, on a certain degree, I am just being cynical and picking it apart because I can and I have the knowledge to.
Answer the Call is more original. They do more original things. Afterlife is just a lot of the first movie again.
One thing I have to give Answer the Call credit for that a lot of people forget about is it has more ghosts than any Ghostbusters movie.
It has more ghosts, more ghost busting.
More ghost busting tools.
The tools and things are different, but I mean, they even trap more ghosts in that movie.
There's more wontons.
Do you see them?
No. They don't trap a single ghost.
They trap the one ghost at least.
Well, then he escapes, so I wouldn't call that a successful trapping.
Well, he doesn't escape. They purposely let him out. Same thing happens to Muncher.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
One ghost.
They don't trap a ghost in. Well, even like the.
One ghost each, and they both get released.
Well, and some of the other ghosts get destroyed in Answer the Call, which is kind of questionable.
Yeah, yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
But that's in the video game, too, where you could defeat lower-level ghosts.
But they still do fight and battle more ghosts, and they have... Yeah, there's a bunch of different interesting equipment, which some of it is... I don't like when a ghost is defeated, but it's not in a trap, personally. So that's the only thing that bothers me about
those.
That was
in the video game first.
But either way, I don't like it.
It makes sense in a video game logic, I guess.
It does, but it also, at the same time, I still don't like it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I can let it slide in both scenarios.
It makes more sense in a video game world than a movie, though.
We're getting it all... Like, we're just talking Answer the Call, episode 2 here. Fuck it, though.
I mean, whatever.
But we're talking Afterlife as well, so...
Well, we're going to talk Firehouse a lot as well.
Yeah, we just
got. So here's the thing, though. I mean, and even when you get back to Ghostbusters 2, right? A lot of people just have, like, rose-colored lenses for it strictly because the nostalgic ties to it, right?
Well,
they saw it in theaters.
I think it's good, objectively.
Here's my thing, though. I like watching the movie. I love the movie. But there's things about that movie that really bother me.
Like what?
There's no swearing in there. Like, all the stuff that was controversial, like, that, like, oh, we got to sell the real Ghostbusters? Okay, well, we got to take out all the swearing, all the adult humor is pretty much gone.
I was about to say, there's the adult humor is one of those things that's more subtle. Mm-hmm. Like, Janine with the fucking ball between her legs and how she's seducing Tully. All that stuff is hilarious, and it's very adult. But it isn't exactly Ghostbusters 1 style. Ghostbusters 1, I don't know, there's something about it.
And kids don't know what an epididymis is.
Well, I mean, even look, Peter. Even just look, they neutered Peter Venkman in this movie. Because
he's got a whole new bag of tricks or whatever.
He's allowed to call somebody dickless in the first movie.
No, sleazy moves. What does he say?
What and the worst
cheap moves, cheap
the
moves.
Worst thing he says in Ghostbusters 2 is Viggy, 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 you have been a bad monkey. Like, there's no swearing from anybody in there.
He even says darn it when they're on the ground being
stunned. Exactly. Like, it's so dumbed down because, like, oh, we got to do this. Now, don't get me wrong.
But they didn't cleanse it completely, so it's like, well, why cleanse it at all, you know? Because you still got, like, pike or heads on a pike.
And the smoking thing, I'm not, like, for cigarette smoking. I don't really give a shit one way or the
other. Ray has a cigar.
But characters in a movie should be allowed to smoke any movie. Yeah, as long as it's relevant. Like, if that character would smoke...
Now it's usually bad guys are allowed to smoke.
Yeah, but so that was another thing.
I'm not saying you need to have a Pixar movie with the kids smoking, but, like, if it's Ghostbusters or any movie with PG-13 or above, if an adult character is smoking, it's fine.
Well, look how many adults actually still smoke. Like, it's not...
It's not like it was, yeah.
Yeah.
And they're more worried about people vaping
Although if
now.
You go work at a restaurant, it is.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, there's...
I mean, there's...
That's because...
People who are more stressed are more likely
because you
to
don't
be
get
cigarette
a fucking,
smokers.
That's because you don't get a fucking break unless you smoke.
Right.
Yeah, people go out on break just to get that. But
the James Bond movie that came out the same year as Ghostbusters 2 had a cigarette warning in the end credits because Bond, you know, smokes in it and stuff like that. So that was kind of a thing that started up that year. Same with the AIDS thing. So, like, they tried to make Bond sleep with less women and shit like that. So that was when... political correctness really started, I think, is 89.
Well, there was a
90s.
Cultural shift with some of that. Yeah, I mean, I get it. But to me, like, they take away a lot of that. So everyone that just says Ghostbusters 2, and I love, like I said, I love Ghostbusters 2, but there's a lot of stuff they took away from that movie. So to me, there's Ghostbusters 2, Answer the Call, and Afterlife all pretty much fall pretty even for me. I can watch them all about the same.
I definitely think 2 is the strongest.
Yeah, two,
because it has a new villain, so it is immediately above Afterlife.
It has the characters we love.
Exactly. In
front, forefront.
What the fuck?
What the fuck indeed? Booger just popped in frame.
Yeah, Booger's up here just stealing trash.
There's nothing in there anyway, dog.
I'm the trash man. I get up on stage and I throw the trash around and I eat the trash.
Oh. Yeah, so, well, I don't know. What do you think? I mean, I'm not trying to piss anybody off here. Everyone's got their own opinions. I just feel like it's easiest for people to talk shit on Answer the Call because that's out of the universe, and I feel like that's people feel most comfortable talking shit on.
See, the only things I have to really criticize Ghostbusters 2, other than the cussing thing I can see, I never really noticed it before, so it doesn't bother me. But it's the beat-for-beat plot bits from the first one. There's not enough differences. But that, even that...
That's sequelitis, though.
Well, that, exactly. It's sequelitis...
But we didn't have the same villain. We didn't have two characters getting possessed. We didn't, you know.
I view that the same way I view Terminator 2. It is less original than Terminator, by definition.
Yeah.
I prefer Terminator 1.
Same. That's why I prefer Ghostbusters.
Now, to say that you're not excited about the sequel, I'm very excited about the sequel.
And I'm mildly excited about it. Like,
I don't think there's enough to know about it yet either.
For me, it's just the fact that Ghostbusters, it's this thing, like, we saw development hell for fucking decades.
Yeah, do you remember when we had two Ghostbusters movies?
Well, that's the thing that's so sad about it, is knowing what we didn't get, I think.
Now we'll have five movies.
I'm happy we avoided the 90s shit, because could you imagine the fucking CGI, how shitty that would have been? Because they would have gone all CGI and gone away from practical. A 90s Ghostbusters movie would have looked like shit.
What if it was 91? 91 price still would have been okay.
I don't know. I mean,
I think you could have done a good 91 or even 92.
I mean,
even.
Men in Black looks great, but I don't know if they would have
gone that
route.
Until 94, I'd have said the practical effects would have still been in line. You'd have definitely had CGI introduced, but just looking at things like Batman Returns and, you know, that kind of early 90s stuff that's still using the practical effects.
I don't know. I think we avoided some dumpster fires, but I also just finished reading A Convenient Parallel Dimension, How Ghostbusters Slammed Us Forever, which is a great read. I mean, it goes down all the way down into the Sony leak. Well, so
I was listening to a video the other day about the unmade third one, and they said they were actually going to make it until Chris Farley died, because they really wanted Chris Farley.
Yeah, it sounds like
Dan Aykroyd worked with them on Tommy Boy.
It sounds like it got a lot closer than anyone ever thought in the 90s, but still didn't come through.
And then it was going to happen again, and then Harold Ramis died.
Yeah, they had another one in the works, yeah. And the Chris Pratt and Channing Tatum was legit.
Can you imagine how tired we'd be of Chris Pratt now?
That was going to happen.
Yeah,
if Answer the Call had been successful, right?
That was like they were being developed at the same time.
Yeah,
Paul just had his script done sooner and was like had a fresh concept, because to his credit, he said, "I don't want to go there and into a movie where I have to shoehorn it all into this."
Well,
other
see,
stuff.
He honestly, people
he
should be
it down.
Thanking him for making it a reboot and not a sequel. They should be thanking him for that.
Yeah.
He's like, I didn't want the pressure of that. I didn't want to deal with those
characters.
Well,
then those girls would have been the replacements for the original guy.
Exactly. And then you would
in the original canon.
And they would have hated that so much more if it was just that tone. They would have, I feel like.
But would they have been happy just to see the guys? Because
then
they
wouldn't have Afterlife.
Yeah.
Well, it would have been a completely different scenario. Nothing like that would have ever happened.
And you're looking at it now from this point, right? Paul turned down Ghostbusters several times from Amy Pascal, right? He turned it down several times, and then he finally said he thought about it and was like, well, you know, I can do this if I can do my own thing. And then at that point, Amy Pascal was so desperate to get this franchise rebooted that she said, yeah, whatever.
You know, you know Pascal's my maternal family name?
I did not. Mm-hmm. Any relation?
That's probably spelled differently.
Oh, okay. No, just a lot of fascinating stuff there, but like I said, I'm really excited about this, more or less just because we got all the super difficult stuff out of the way with Afterlife, right? Okay, how do we get to the current times? That kind of sums it up for us.
If they got the overuse fan service out of their system, I think this could be...
Well, and I think they did.
At least okay.
Right, and I think... And we're in a different spot, too, you know? We've also lost Ivan Reitman since then, so I think... And we've got a different director. We've got Gil in the helm here, right? And it seems like they're kind of thinking ahead here with these projects. I don't think they're just loosely doing one and seeing where it's going, but I'm optimistic because it looks like it's fun. They did a great job of reconstructing the firehouse. There's lots of things going on that are positive, but
I'm going to hold reserve judgment till I see more, but I'm excited that the franchise is still existing and we're getting new stuff.
I might get excited when we start seeing like a trailer or more.
But it's not like a...
For me, I'm excited. Like Ghostbusters Day is this week as we're recording this. Like I'm fucking hyped for it right now. I'm really excited about it.
There aren't words for how excited I was up until... For Afterlife, up until...
The trailer with the mini puffs?
I saw the mini puffs.
Yeah.
That had me...
That didn't bother me.
It hit me such a weird... No, I knew from that moment that it was like... Because we already had the terror dog at that point.
When
we
I
knew
saw
that.
The yeah. terror dog, seeing the terror dog leg on the hood, that turned me down a little bit.
So turned me off combining the terror dog with the mini puffs, I was like, oh no.
I don't know why the mini puffs didn't bother me. That was funny.
I'm not even saying they bothered me in the actual movie. Because honestly, they're fine. It's whatever. There's other things I have to complain about. But when I saw that, I was like, oh shit, this is not what I'm expecting from Jason Reitman.
Well, that's the thing with any movie sequel, though. You set your expectations in your mind, and is the movie ever exactly what you think it's going to be? You know, everyone kind of writes that story where they think it's going to go based off the trailer and all that, and like, unless you wrote it, you're just not there. But I'm excited. I love Ghostbusters. It's my number one franchise, like, overall. Out of everything I love the most, it's Ghostbusters I love the most, and like, the pop culture stuff for me. Like, it's just the original. It's hilarious. It's got all the elements of everything I wanted, right?
Yeah.
So to me, I'm excited to see it going, and I'm excited to see it be fresh and in New York again, right? There's lots of things here that got me on the edge of my seat, like waiting for Ghostbusters Day reveals. Like, are we going to get a movie title? Are we going to get a poster? You know, whatever we're going to see.
New York's a character, you know.
It is.
A Ghostbusters character.
And that was, I would say... You missed that a little bit in Afterlife, but it was also kind of fresh because you weren't dealing with having to deal with New York City itself, right? You got something
I like that they changed the setting up a little bit for one movie. That's fine.
Yeah.
The cartoon went outside the city sometimes.
Well, I like that. You know, they're out in the Poconos.
Oh, that's funny. It is mud. Yeah.
Drool the dog-faced goblin.
Yeah. I'm interested to see if they make these cartoons and the comic books and what they do with that, you know.
Oh, yeah, those other things, the other things that they're supposed to be making. We're only worried about this right now because it's the only thing we've actually heard anything on in a year at this point.
Yeah.
There could be updates on that or toys, hopefully.
Toys, movie, you know, whatever it is.
And that's the thing, marketing. Let's talk the marketing. Before we get into the spoiler territory of the leaks and stuff. The
marketing for this
That's,
one?
I think, going to be our main subject here. But before we get to that, I want to talk about the marketing. Last time, you know, those Twinkies didn't end up happening because all the timing was fucked up. We don't have COVID this time. We know when this movie is coming out. Not really.
Allegedly.
Exactly. So it's either coming out in December or arguably it'd be stupid to not come out next June.
It's coming out in the next 12 months.
Yeah, basically. So Dan Aykroyd has finally like broke the news, and I just think he said, and it's not even a spoiler at this point, he said, you know, after the movie's shot, they still have to do the music and all the other stuff. So he basically said, if it's not December, it's going to be soon. So yeah, the 40th anniversary is a no-brainer, but at the same time, I get it. You want it for your fourth quarter earnings on the movie, and then it'll bleed into next year as well. But, you know, I'm not even going to be upset if it gets delayed at this point.
Again, the marketing is what I'm concerned about in that timeline.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have enough time to get the things that you want to have done? Are we going to have the new Kenner... more Kenner figures re-released? Are we going to have more Plasma series? Is there going to be something else? Hopefully, God, not. Please continue the Plasma series. And since the Hasbro Pract went well, I'm assuming that we'll get more Plasma series figures.
Yeah.
Even if it's just one fucking set like we did with Afterlife and one, you know, an exclusive here and there.
Well, and I'd be good with that because I look at Star Wars and Star Wars is so oversaturated, like I can't even get into the toys
All I want is one line that has... every version of the characters.
Yeah.
Answer the Call characters, real Ghostbusters, Extreme... Well, I guess you don't have to mix all the medias, but, like, the movies characters should all be in a line, and the cartoon characters should all be in another line.
They didn't even do that for
Afterlife.
I prefer
if they're all scale, right? You know, I think for example, I mean, Hasbro did it. The Marvel What If series, they look cartoony, but they're still in scale with the other figures. I love how they did that. Works great.
We didn't even get all the characters for Afterlife. We didn't get Gary and Callie.
Or Muncher.
Yeah.
Or Janine.
There definitely should be...
Yeah, they only did Muncher
Gary and Callie and a big Muncher for that.
Yeah, in the Plasma series, right? The kids
really and an updated Gozer, honestly.
Yeah, Gozer looked completely different, right? But circling way back, though, I mean, to your point, any kind of movie tie-ins, right? If you don't have any promotional stuff ready, we haven't seen a trailer or a poster or anything right now, to do any kind of promotional tie-in with fast food or other stuff, like, you're looking at usually 6 months to a year for that stuff to be produced and be released. Like,
well, that's the thing. Remember last October, we had Ghostbusters Afterlife at Sonic, because I'm pretty sure those toys were just produced, and they're like,
those were way late.
I'm pretty sure they were just like, I guess we'll just put them out in October when it's Halloween, because it's sort of ghost.
And they had
the toys made, and they're just like, you know.
Yeah, they're sitting in a warehouse somewhere, basically, ready for distribution. Or you look at Mario, right? The Mario movie toys came out in Happy Meals in December, even though the movie got pushed.
Yeah.
So there's certain things they're going to
happen. McDonald's has their shit planned out.
Yeah, Ghostbusters probably ain't going to get a Happy Meal, obviously. It's just not. But it could get. I would hope for some sort of restaurant tie-in with Burger King or Hardee's. Hardee's,
Papa
can you
John's.
Imagine that?
If they did it at Hardee's, just for nostalgia.
Exactly.
Would be
bring back
amazing.
The Slimer Sunday.
Yeah, bring the Slimer Sunday back. Make a safe version of the Zapper, the Ghost
Redo
Zappers.
The cups.
Yeah.
But, like, have, you know, the new logo or whatever on there.
There's some real opportunities there.
Twinkies they could do. Ecto Cooler, obviously. Everyone wants Ecto Cooler back, always. And there's always a chance of it now. But mm-hmm. we don't know how great of a chance or, you know, if or when. And I just mean, like,
I feel like that's almost inevitable to come out for a little while. With, if you got a movie and you got a cartoon, I feel like with those things, like, you have a little bit more market longevity for that.
And
yeah, but
the anniversary.
They did it very exclusively, though, before. You know, last year, so.
Well, last year they used the Slimer logo, which, skirting the advertising rules, it was promotional items only, which makes sense. I was good with that because it really takes you back. But you go back to Answer the Call, and even that was difficult to track down. Like, you were able to find it, but to get the cans, I think those are only available through, like, Amazon, and then they eventually hit some other, like, stores later on. So
you can get them at certain movie theaters, too, the cans.
And for Coca-Cola, I mean, with the Freestyle machine, they've got high C drinks on there. Like, Ecto Cooler should be on the Freestyle machine, so when I walk into AMC, you give me a Ghostbusters themed cup for the movie, and I go and I get my Ecto Cooler filled.
Well, like, Nope has the color changing icy cup. Can you imagine if they did one for, you know, that'd be fun.
Yeah, and you could do an Ecto Cooler icy at that point, right? They have the frozen Coke stuff.
Dude,
so, like, there's so many opportunities there.
That'd be so sick.
A frozen. Now we're on to something. Now that's something real fresh for this movie. I would love that. But yeah, the marketing, I think you're looking at the difficulties of that, right? Because we haven't heard anything, nothing's leaked, but that doesn't mean it's not in the line or in the pipeline. But
so much other stuff leaked last time, way ahead in advance, so it felt like.
And in all honesty, this movie's been shooting for a little while, and the UK sets have been pretty quiet. I know the Sun over there has, like, been pretty bad about trying to release some spoiler shots.
I was about to
say,
before we move on, we're about to talk the spoilers and the set leaked photos, and there's nothing too crazy in there, but if you want to go in raw, don't listen to
this. There's no major plot reveals.
And to that point, on our social media pages, we're not going to post anything that's not official.
No,
from
there'll always be some sort of warning like this right now of us warning you, hey, we're about to talk spoilers, so fucking warning.
Because everyone in the Ghostbusters community is so excited that they just forget to think, like, maybe not everybody wants to see that, but, like, damn near everyone in the community right now has shown videos or clips or whatever else of the leaks. But here's your spoiler warning, and then we'll let you know when, you know, we kind of wrap that up.
Is it spoilers for the rest of the show?
Yeah, basically.
So turn it off if you don't want to know.
Yeah, basically.
But click like.
Yeah.
For sure.
So let's jump into it, right? So lots of times.
Like what? Like a week ago?
Well, not even that. I was just going to preface this with...
Are we going to talk about everything that's been revealed?
I was going to talk about it kind of in order.
Because we haven't talked at all about any.
So the movie is shooting, right? It started shooting in the UK. And we started seeing some behind-the-scenes stuff. Okay, the firehouse being built, that's exciting. Because we know that the actual LA firehouse is under renovations. They're not able to shoot there.
Didn't Dan say they built the outside, too? Or part of the outside?
Yeah, on one of those posts they said that. They have the soundstage in the UK.
Probably so they can stand right outside the door or something or see the car come out, I guess.
Yeah. So, but they're filming in the UK, and then all of a sudden, like right before Ghostbusters Day, we get signs that they're shooting in New York. Now, granted, there's some contradictory stuff in here, so Who knows what exactly we're going to see?
You think they put the old doors on there? Because the real firehouse has completely different doors now. You think they want to keep the continuity with the old films and they put the old doors on there?
Who knows?
They're probably going to match whatever they did in Afterlife, but not like you can't replace your garage doors. People do that all the time.
Yeah, I don't think Afterlife had
Doors were different from Ghostbusters 1 to Ghostbusters 2, as I recall.
It was the same style, though. It's a completely different kind of door now, I think.
But and then, you know, you've got production going on. If you're actually going to hit the December release date, you're probably going to have the second unit doing all kinds of other shots, right? Which is kind of what we've seen in New York.
Yeah, they got,
And then everyone's seen all the Ecto spoiler leaks, but let's shift to you, because you kind of wanted to go down this road.
I want to talk about these. The first one we saw, at least that I saw, was a video of the Ecto-1 driving around in a parking lot with around orange cones.
I don't know if I saw that.
This is like a week ago, I want to say. It was the first one I saw before I saw the photos.
I don't think I saw that.
Yeah, and I didn't see that
a couple
one.
Days later.
And so, you know, everyone saw the Afterlife Ectomobile show up to the UK, like, coming off the airport. Like, right, that was just it arriving. It hadn't even been changed yet. But then we're seeing a version of the Ecto with no logos on the door.
What?
That's the one that was driving around there.
Yeah, with no logos on the door. And then, obviously...
That could have just been test driving or anything. I don't know if there were cameras in the shots or not.
Well, and for all we know, I mean, they had more than one drivable Ecto. They had three Ectos they used for Afterlife, right?
But either way, the Red Stripe edition.
The Red Stripe.
Some people are losing their mind over this shit.
Oh, there's purists out there that are angry.
I don't think it looks good. Like, I don't care that it's different. I just don't. I don't know.
I don't think it looks like bad. It is what it is.
I mean, I love the Ecto as is, but
the thing
at the
is,
same
I think
time,
it's such a small change. There should be more changes or none. Well, almost.
They've been spotting a different piece of equipment on the roof.
I haven't seen that. I've been trying to...
Is that replaced the sniffer, that little dome?
No, the sniffer's on there, too.
Okay.
At least in some shots. But also, they show the blue hoses, and they're like silver. They have
the
silver
blue hoses, they
them.
Look like dryer hose ducts, basically. Like, right, the flexible
I wasn't sure
hose.
If there was something over the blue, or... Yeah.
I mean, they could be. I mean, granted, your technology's going to change.
Well, we didn't know if that was actually going to be there when they shoot the movie or not.
Well, and that was another thing. I forget the actor's name. You know, Dan Aykroyd said it. Basically said that this guy's the equipment specialist.
Oh, he's a British stand-up comedian.
Yeah, and supposedly he's really funny. We need to check out some of
his Netflix
stuff.
I've seen some of his stuff before, like clips on TikTok and stuff, because people repost him. Well, before they announced that, I knew who he was.
Well, that's the... Like, we've got to see an updated Ectomobile or something, because it doesn't make sense that they're using the same shit on the roof as from in 1984.
Well, no.
Well, that's what I'm saying. There should be more changes.
It doesn't make sense that they went back from Ecto-1A, because Ecto-1A's stuff was more advanced. Why would you go back? It doesn't make sense scientifically.
Well, that's a whole other thing that I don't even think anyone's ever going to address. I think we're just supposed to suspend disbelief over that one. You know, I don't think we're going to get an answer. That's fine. Nothing's going to be perfect, right?
You can't have an equipment specialist if you're not going to see some new equipment, I would think.
But I also wonder, too, at what point in time do you go away from the traditional Ecto-1? Because you look at the age of that vehicle now.
It doesn't make any sense.
And to keep that up and to maintain it, it wouldn't make any sense. Because you'd literally have to have a machine shop to replace anything on it.
4 miles a gallon.
Yeah.
With today's gas prices.
And I love the Ecto's design, right? But... To me, it also...
Like, realistically, for a company, they would still use it for, like, promotional things, but not for daily.
For sure.
They might have it sitting out front, but they wouldn't be driving it.
No.
Yeah.
They'd be driving some new-ass fleet vans,
not
probably.
Not with these gas prices, am I right?
Yeah, exactly. Especially in New York. Fuel's even more expensive there. And then, obviously, all the stunt actors we've seen in the Ecto shooting in New York... Right, I like the changes. I like the change to the Ecto. Right, I'm good with that. Now, at the same time, I think of all the Ecto-1 collectibles I have right now, and I'm like, so basically, I got to go buy a slightly different version than what I have. See, the thing with the 1A is it's drastically different. So if you're gonna make an accurate like toy prop or that, like it looks amazing.
Somebody,
I want more differences.
Somebody pointed out that the gunner chair door thing is updated and new and clean.
It's all clean, but
the
inside of the door
of
stuff
the car
looks
still looks like shit or something.
Yeah, which if you're gonna restore a car like that, I don't know. I mean, that's
eventually do the interior, I think.
So. Yeah, so Gruberson and Callie are in the Ectomobile with...
Gruber's driving, Callie's passenger seat, and they're both wearing their flight.
Phoebe's in the gunner seat, and assumably Finn is next to her.
Yep.
Somebody is, yeah. It looks like Finn.
Yeah, it's a tall, lanky, white person, so...
Was he there in the shot of them outside the car standing around? I only remember seeing the...
Hold on.
The adults and
Phoebe. There's just so many going around right now. Like, if you're on social media and following the hashtag Ghostbusters, if you want to stay spoiler-free, like, you just have to unfollow that.
You can't follow pretty much anything and not see these.
Yeah, I know. I mean,
no one's even warning or anything, so...
There's three people, right, that you can see there.
Yeah.
One of them's definitely Finn and Phoebe.
Yep.
And then...
Look at that stunt double just...
Paul Rudd stunt double.
Just resting on the wing like that. Come on. Get the fuck off.
And not hiding his uniform at all, which is the point of their black coats.
Yes, exactly. But they're also standing next to the fucking car.
So. True.
Yeah.
I can't wait to get my Gruberson and flight suit action figure.
Mm-hmm.
And stick it in my ass.
Which is funny, because everyone... everyone does the Photoshop of that German Ghostbusters cosplayer, and they take, like, when they did the Marty McFly like head on there, they use like the same like body photo because it's an easy like high res photo to find of someone to just like just swap heads with. Just so interesting.
Yeah, that's the word.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say without being an asshole.
Should we talk about?
Well, let's talk about other people we've seen on set. Right, Bill Murray finally was spotted over in the UK. We saw Logan Kim at German Comic Con.
Paul Feig?
Yeah, Paul Feig was seen over there with Dan Aykroyd over the weekend in which...
William Atherton.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. There's lots of interesting elements at play here.
William Atherton was one of the first things.
Yeah.
That was one of the earlier ones, yeah. And I was kind of upset about seeing that, but then I'm like, we're going to be reporting on this. Like,
it doesn't necessarily surprise me either.
I pretty much saw every possible spoiler for the last movie, so... Yeah.
If they spotted Peter McNichol or whatever, I might have been surprised, but William Atherton doesn't necessarily surprise me.
You could still go that route,
Don't make me come my pants right
especially
now.
Especially because...
They could still do that. I'm just saying I'd be surprised at that, but not at Peck.
He would be a good fill-in for not having a Lewis Tully, right? Because I don't think Rick Moranis is going to come back for this, right? I think he's just kind of over
Maybe
it.
Janosch will be in a...
Never say never, though.
Mid-credit scene.
But, and then, you know, they've also talked about Sigourney Weaver saying she's not coming back, which, obviously, they could be trying to pull the wool over her eyes, but...
That would surprise me.
The last two movies,
Bill
Murray's
coming back.
She was relegated to a cut scene, right? Or a post-credit scene. Or mid-credit scene, whatever you want to say.
Yeah, both of them. So, it wouldn't surprise. The only
maybe she's
way
tied
she's
up
necessary in this movie
Avatar.
Would just be to see Bill Oscar. Murray being like, "Oh, sorry, I gotta go do some shit."
Maybe they broke up again.
That'd be fucking hilarious.
That'd be twisted. I mean, shit happens though.
Then he can hook up with Alyssa Milano.
So she wanted to do the video game, but she didn't. Sign up to do the video game until it was too late. Like
that's what I heard about Rick Moranis.
Well, that's what I heard.
No, so Sigourney didn't think the game was going to be any good, so she didn't want to do it. And then when she heard like Bill Murray was doing it, she's like, "I'll do it." And they're like, "We already had to recast you because everyone else is doing it." But once Bill came on,
I was fine with that. I don't think Dana needed to be in the second movie. So
yeah, I mean, it's the love story element of that kind of works, and like I see why they did that. I mean,
I like Sigourney and Weaver enough that I can ignore it for that. Ghostbusters 2, but I'm glad that, yeah, she's not, like, creating or being a part of the supernatural event anymore.
Yeah.
That's good. I don't need that.
So...
That's the thing that bothers me most about it.
But we're seeing a lot of news, like, right, Ghostbusters Day's coming right up. You're shooting in New York on Ghostbusters Day or around Ghostbusters Day. Like, what are we gonna... What are you guys anticipating? You guys think we're gonna see a teaser? Like, I think we'll have a 30-second tease, maybe, and a poster... A title reveal.
I'm hoping a title and a poster. That's all I can really hope for, because every time we do this, they always disappoint. I'm not going to lie.
Well, last year at Ectofest, they did some pretty cool stuff, and I feel like...
Well, yeah, that was the coolest, but it was too last minute. It was like, hey, by the way, if you can be in L.A. by 3 p.m. tomorrow...
Yeah. Yeah, that was really catered to people in L.A. or people that just, like, don't have any... other obligations, right? It's hard to just drop your hat on a dime and fly to L.A.
Yeah.
Not that I'm blaming them for that, right? You want to keep some things under wraps to a certain degree. Oh, like, yeah, keep the element of surprise, but...
Is Annie Potts?
I'm just mad that I couldn't go. That's all.
You think Annie Potts will be back?
If I went, I'd be like, yeah, dude, that's perfect. The way they did it was great.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, it's totally FOMO, right? You know, I missed out on that. I'm really jealous of missing out on that. I can admit that, right?
Yeah.
It happens.
Will Annie Potts be the secretary?
Annie Potts. So there's a couple people we haven't really heard much from. So like Celeste O'Connell or O'Connor. O'Connor. There hasn't really been anything said or seen about her.
They.
Oh, correct. Yes, sorry.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, correct. Okay. You did correct me there. Yeah, I missed that. My bad.
Alec always corrected me.
Yeah, no. So Celeste hasn't been mentioned, and Sigourney hasn't been. Sigourney was mentioned. That could be nonsense, not. And Annie Potts, I don't know.
But Logan Kim was seen in London?
I don't know if he was seen in London. He was at German Comic Con with McKenna Grace and Finn Wolfhard.
I know on his Instagram he posted something about going to England or something.
Yeah.
Or something. It seemed very like, okay, he's in the new movie. And it's like, if he's not, then they fucked up.
I would think they would at least have cameos in this.
They can't have cameos. They need to be the
character. But I'm saying at least. I don't see them not being in it at all, I think.
Yeah, see, the level of frustration there where people are going to get that is like, you can't create these amazing characters that people really fall in love with.
But explaining
and then,
them living in New York might be difficult.
I mean, they can explain enough they dumb could, shit away. They do already, man. Yeah.
Explain them living in New York. You didn't explain what happened to the 1A. You didn't explain what happened
to Egon. I was
about
to say,
they
don't actually have to explain
it. Doesn't really matter.
Remember, Nick? They don't explain why nobody remembers Stay Puft.
It could be summer vacation.
Yeah.
Or the time that those scientists marched the Statue of Liberty down Fifth Avenue or whatever. Nobody remembers that.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody.
Yeah.
They don't address it.
Would you believe it? Would you believe your own eyes?
If I saw pictures, I'd probably be like, wow.
That can all be Photoshop now.
So. I mean, if I saw pictures of it then, like in a newspaper or something, you know, like.
Or on the news.
People in our own world don't believe real things happen, so.
That's true.
Yeah, I mean, I get that
they believe things
that
didn't happen.
And you could play that up, but not everybody, though. Like,
I know.
It's not going to be like a large portion of the population. It's going to be divided. Like, do you want to be cool or do you want to be controversial, right? You know, like, pick your side. Pick the side of the coin you're on.
What else is there? Is there anything?
There's got to be some big news for Ghostbusters Day. You know, just beyond the movie, right? Other stuff, because we haven't seen any toys really in a minute. Really, since the Afterlife marketing push.
I don't like Hasbro having a license.
I tell you what, I like their prices a lot better than Matty Collector.
Yeah. Well, I wish Diamond Select still had it. I really like those figures. And I would have liked to have had all these new characters and the older versions of characters.
Well, that's the thing. At this point, it's just
same
like...
scale.
There's so many damn different
I
lines now.
I bought all
now.
Those goddamn things. Annoying.
I mean, the Matty Collector line is at least...
I didn't like the Matty Collector line either. I mean, I liked the variety that they had.
It's
Diamond Select
scale.
At least did more unique fucking things.
Yeah.
Like, when Matty Collector was doing it, nobody else had really done it. So you got to do the basic ones and everything.
Well, they had a lot of cool ghosts that usually came with a person, but they did a lot of cool stuff. I just didn't think they always looked very good.
The sculpts weren't always amazing,
especially
but I do
Ray's
like
head. I don't know what the fuck they were doing.
I mean, I do like that they were, you know, the Hasbro line's basically in scale with that for like the Walter Peck figure I was able to open up and like make, but
they did like the courtroom suits, they did the lab coat versions, and they did the gray suits and the
yeah, but like
and that seems more like a Hasbro thing where like you're just going to do every variation of this person and then keep re-releasing it with, like, a new, like, 3D head sculpt or scan or something, right? Like, with their Star Wars line, right? It just feels like, okay, where are we going with this? I don't know. I'm excited to have more merch, though, and some fresh stuff.
Well, Star Wars makes a figure for every goddamn character.
Well, they do.
It's even on screen for, like, a second. They make a figure for everything that's seen on screen.
But that's Star Wars, you know.
Yeah,
that's at the...
But we're not going to get that sort of shit with Ghostbusters. They're not going
to... At least not now. I mean, the franchise has lots of opportunity to grow, right?
They didn't even make a figure for all the main characters in Afterlife, you know?
No.
No.
They're trying to make a safe bet with that, right?
All they needed was one more wave, and they had completed everything. And it didn't even, could have been a four-figure wave.
Yeah, you didn't need to build a figure with that. You could have just done a couple extra singles.
Really, Muncher was the one that I wanted in that scale online, like a really good Muncher. We have some okay, fun Muncher figures, toys, but like, there's not a really just like a dope monstrous one.
No, there's not a, like an articulated Muncher figure.
That's true.
And I still think, honestly, no matter what, it's still a blunder that that Ecto-1 is in a different scale.
Oh, on the...
they need a scale version, yeah.
That is one thing, is if you're going to do another version of this...
Maybe they will this time.
Now, since it's going to be a clean Ecto-1, yeah, I could see them doing that, right? And then everyone that doesn't like the roof rack or like the stripes can repaint it or remove the red stripes off the front if you're trying to get it, whatever, classic looking.
Well, yeah, you can...
Or at that point, the tooling wouldn't be that different to release both versions. So, that's always an option, too.
Well, you could buy more than one of them, and you can make an afterlife version and a
just like I did with version, the and, yeah. real Ghostbusters Ecto-1 they re-released, you know?
They can have the pieces and the stickers for both. And
well, we saw a lot of, you know, they had the Slimer figure with the proton pack that we saw them, like, sculpting and releasing on, was it one of the Hasbro Pulse Cons, I think, that they showed when
that
they did some
interviews?
That was,
like, 3 years ago.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. So that doesn't mean they stopped working on anything. They're just probably waiting to release it until there's something to tie it in with, because Ghostbusters, I don't think, sells well enough
it
on its own.
Clearly doesn't. That's why it's on clearance racks at Ollie's right now.
Yeah. Which sucks, because, like, paying full price for those slime figures, like, and those are great, great figures, too.
If I saw those at Ollie's price, I'd buy them, but...
They restocked recently, but only the Peter slimed one, but they have, like, the Slimer and Stay Puffed and shit like that.
Yeah.
They got tons of them now.
Which, you know... But part of that, though, too, was...
It's like, we're going to get punished because they overproduced.
But I don't necessarily think that was their fault, because all the supply constraints, because those were hitting, remember, kind of early, right before COVID really happened.
Yeah, but, like, you're just thinking that Ghostbusters is going to be this fucking epic branding no matter what. It is not. It is way more niche than they think it is.
Well,
it's not even as big as Ninja Turtles. Ninja Turtles is huge, and they think it's like that, but it's not.
Well, Ninja Turtles has never stopped, though. Like, Ninja Turtles would always, like, stop a series and then start a new one, like, pretty much immediately.
But they can always still pop out those vintage figures and
Ninja
sell
Turtles
them.
Has had so many different cartoons and movies.
Well, I've debated buying done that. Some of those. I mean, even in the 90s, like, I remember... In the late 90s, I remember going to, like, a KB toy store, and they had all the re-release with the updated copyright on all the classic Turtles figures. Like, they've been...
Oh, yeah.
Never got rid of the molds, like, right? Like, that's something
they got them on the shelf right now.
Yeah. Yeah, again, like, and that's... Their third or fourth re-release for some of those.
They have these on the shelves right now.
And they're a little bit smaller than that now.
That's one of the originals, but...
Yeah. So, I think there's a lot of marketing opportunities there, but I do think that...
There's a lot of kids that like Ghostbusters now, though. You would think they sell a little better. I don't know if they...
Well,
I
think...
If parents find them out of price range to buy for their kids, or...
I think some of it was that... They sold so well, and then they overproduced, like, on the restock, and then the restock got held up in shipping, and everyone already had it.
I think that also Ghostbusters needs a goddamn cartoon show already to help push sales.
If we want to continue to see, like, the toy lines grow and things like that, you're really going to need that, because adult collectors are only going to collect so much of the segment.
Because some of those toys were some of my favorites. That other line... The cheaper, the more kid-friendly line,
the
you know what I'm
talking features
about?
Line, they called? Yeah.
Did that sell better than the plasma line?
Probably.
I didn't see as many of those left.
It was hard to find, but yeah, I think most of those sold. They're at a half the price point, better, right? Yeah. Lower price point. Really
they,
great price
look
point for the playset.
They look more kid-friendly, too.
So, and then you're looking at now, they're all going to have the option to re-release the Kenner Firehouse and even do a new Fright feature style Firehouse. So I think we're going to see some big things. Hopefully you're going to have some playsets too, because I think the playset is something that's really missing from those lines.
Well, yeah, they almost did that one playset, and I think they had some of them produced, didn't they? The Ecto Trap, the slime playset or whatever that looks like a trap.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about from Afterlife? Didn't you get one of those?
Yeah, it's the slime thing, but it's not really a playset. It's more of like
it's supposed to be like kinda, a playset, yeah, but it's not like a playset for action figures, I don't think.
Yeah. No, to your point, but I think we're really ready and ripe for a Firehouse playset, right? So, and I would love a Fright Features one just to have something different.
I don't think they're gonna do a Firehouse unless they get to HasLabbit or something.
Oh, I think they could easily do one. For the price point they did, it's just going to be a lot flimsier than the other one.
What about the Kenner one? It takes up so much space on a shelf.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't see them mass...
I don't see them re-releasing
that. A Walmart is going to get two of those only, and then they're gone. And then, you know what's going to happen is one guy is going to see them and buy them both.
Yeah.
And we're going to be in toy hell trying to find Kenner firehouses.
Which I'm happy
made by
with.
Hasbro.
I'm happy with the original, so...
I don't have the original, but
well,
if I did,
a
I
lot
would
of
be.
People still have
my
that.
My sister just found my childhood one, so I'll have two.
I'll have to buy one from you if you don't want it.
Yeah, at some point. I won't need two of them. I'll probably just keep my childhood.
There you go. And I've got a buddy of mine.
Problem solved.
That I traded for. I just haven't picked up the firehouse. He gave me the rest of his collection. So he's like, hey, I know you're a huge Ghostbusters fan. Like, hey, let me get these to you. You'll take care of them. And yeah. Hell yeah. Sign me up. Traded some guitar effects pedals for it.
I don't know how that. I still have my childhood firehouse. My mom sold everything. She sold all my Ninja Turtle shit, all my ghosts, but I don't know how that I still have the firehouse.
Literally, somebody up the street bought our firehouse.
As a dollhouse is how my mom
marketed
it. I was
so fucking triggered.
It was in my grandparents' garage.
I might even text my mom right now and be like, you're a fucking
and
son of a bitch.
The ultimate thing that pissed me off about that is that Ghostbusters firehouse is the only playset I had. Like, I never had the Ninja Turtles playset.
I was about to say, it doubled as the Ninja Turtles, like,
lab. It doubled as the Batcave because I parked a Batmobile in there because
everything.
I didn't have a Batcave.
It doubled as everybody's building.
It was the only facility we had to house anybody.
I did have them. I had the 89 Batcave. I had the sewer playset.
That
Technodrome. 89
Batcave, one of my friends Damien had, holy fuck.
But you know
I
how many fucking times they reused that same mold? They did it for Returns, they did it for the animated series, they did it for, it's like the same exact fucking Batcave every time.
No, the 89.
Well, the 89 was the original one, but all the other ones were reused.
Yeah, the 89 one was cool, but after that they just redid it, and then they would even do that through.
It was they did recolored it, and it was the same exact cave every time for.
Yeah.
Cartoons and movies and
which to some degree is like whatever because you're getting it for kids that didn't have it before probably yeah. And you're not going to get them the same one if it's the same thing.
But yeah,
so,
the 89 one was.
I mean,
unique.
I don't hate that, but the 89 one was not Kenner though. Like that first wave was
no,
who
don't.
Made that?
Toy Biz?
Was that Toy Biz?
Yeah, yeah, I think
it is, right?
I think so.
I might
because
be wrong,
their Batmobile also had the shields that came over it.
But yeah, I was lucky enough to have all
and
the playsets.
And fit two people in it, like in the movie. And then Kenner comes out with the Batman Returns Batmissile Batmobile that only holds one person.
That one's still sick. Isn't that the one that splits apart?
Yeah, that's the one I had. Yeah,
that one was
that
so
thing
dope.
Was dope, but it only held one person, which was always problematic for me. I'm like, where are you supposed to put Vicky Vale at, or Catwoman, or whoever else you drive around with?
Between your legs.
No, I'm pretty excited about this. On your level of... I guess let me ask you this, since this is our first one. What are you most afraid of could happen with this?
Vigo. I don't think they're going to do
it. No, Nick. The proper answer is Gozer again.
Somehow
Gozer
somehow
is returned.
Return.
Oh, God. I don't know. My biggest fear about it? God, that's a lot.
That it'll kill the franchise. It won't make enough money.
That it will be very bad, but still praised by the community.
I'd rather be good and hated, like good to me, but
yes.
Everybody else hates it.
I would too, like Answer the Call.
I didn't like that either, though. I just didn't obsess over it for 6 years or whatever.
Right. He moved on. We get it.
I was like, I don't really want to watch it. That's fine.
You know, that movie, it...
If it had killed the franchise and they never made anything else because of that movie, I could understand hating
it. Literally
it.
Reinvigorated the franchise, though.
Yeah, but yes.
I mean, people can argue with that, but with children it did. I don't mean with adults.
It's alive and well now, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It didn't kill it, so move on.
And it's almost 8 years ago at this point.
Mm-hmm.
I guess 7 years this
summer.
Yeah. It's a long time.
It didn't kill the franchise, so just... I can understand being afraid that it killed the franchise, but once Afterlife was announced, get over it.
Well, I'm afraid if they're going to keep going with this, they don't have a good plan. Because we all saw the Star Wars sequel trilogy where like, they had no
game
plan.
This isn't... I feel like this doesn't need an overarching plan like Star Wars does. Because Star Wars
like
came
general,
in trilogies. So it's like they had a responsibility to
not
us.
Not necessarily a story plan, but just a plan on how they're going to handle the franchise.
Yeah, like the...
I'm okay with them taking it one at a time,
I think it's
honest,
terribly mismanaged.
Yes, but I mean, like, what's the plan for...
I think it's
terribly
mismanaged.
When's the cartoon going to come out? Is that going to be a tie-in, or is that going to be its own thing? There's different things there. So that's kind of what I worry about. Is this all...
I thought I remember
them
saying
what
the comic
My worst
book
fear
was.
Is that they keep ignoring Extreme Ghostbusters and don't fucking release it on physical goddamn media.
Is there any kind of legal reason why that's such a... They just don't think
I don't know, but it pisses me the fuck
no,
off.
I almost
think it'll sell or what?
I almost wonder that because there's not a lot of people that have ever like really explored that, and I don't know what it is. I mean, I think it would sell.
We need to ask Eric about that.
I feel like...
But you think that would be like a print on demand. Like, you can, you know, they have some of those on demand like
I feel
box
like,
sets you can buy and
I
stuff.
Feel like they put things on DVD and Blu-ray that no one wants.
But why wouldn't they even just let me buy it digitally? Right? It's only 40 episodes.
Yeah, you don't even have to package it.
Oh. Get this. Here's an interesting fact. There's a podcast I listen to out there called H3 Podcast. It's a fairly big podcast.
Okay.
And
4-H?
Their producer is named Dan Swerdlove.
Swerdlove?
His parents were writers and are writers for animation and television.
Okay.
They wrote Extreme Ghostbusters episode?
I think it was his dad. Yes, his dad wrote Back in the Saddle Part 1.
Uh-uh.
Yes. And he also wrote episodes of Muppet Babies with her. They wrote on Muppet Babies together. And she wrote for other various shows, and so did he, like Clifford and Arthur and...
Well, like Clifford.
Like, she wrote for shows like that, like more like, you know, heartful shows. And then he would write for Extreme Ghostbusters and shit. And I found that out, and I was just like, holy shit, that's amazing. That's what a weird small world.
You're going to have him on the program?
Yeah.
The program?
That'd be awesome if we could get his dad on the program.
I still think we're in, like... I still think the new Ghostbusters is going to have a fairly small budget, right? Like, I think it made
money. It's going to have a smaller budget, I would think.
Honestly?
In Afterlife? That's going to have a bigger budget than that, because that was one of the first big movies back in theaters, right? Now that theaters are pretty much
doing
well.
Maybe the same budget.
Biggest complaint of Afterlife is there's not enough ghosts.
Yeah. Oh, interesting fact. You know, we thought they didn't do any really reshoots because of COVID, but the bug-eyed ghost is one of the things they added during the extended lockdown.
We need more fan service.
Yeah. I mean, that's at least one more ghost in the film, right?
Mm-hmm. So. Well, I thought that they were going to do, like, the Cult of Gozer thing, where, like, the town was going to just be in
same
on it.
Or assholes, yeah. And, like, try to kill them all or, like, catch them or whatever.
Like, I feel like they didn't even live up to the potential of the movie at all.
I thought it'd at least be, like, a small, like, the city council's type thing that's behind the scenes cult, like, 10... influencers.
Yeah, how
of the
is that
town.
Mine just there with a drape over it and no one went
nobody
in there
sees
and...
this proton shit happening every fucking now and then every night?
Yeah, like the beginning of
the
movie.
The shit
that.
Written on the wall and the statues and like no one thought anything about it. I mean, it's like there was security or anything. That people
not
just
a
go
single
in there.
Person is concerned about the earthquakes either. Well, except Paul obviously Rudd, the characters. But I just mean like
the
officials, government.
The government would have been out there.
Yeah, the sheriff doesn't care. Right.
Who are you going to call?
I mean, I still think there's like a potential they could explore something there, but I don't think you need
well,
to
now.
At this point. Yeah, now that you've already done that.
Yeah, so I think that I'm scared.
See, I'm not. I feel better because Afterlife got a lot of that stuff out of the way, so now if you just fucking move forward...
I think it'll at least be better than Afterlife.
If it's at least on par with Afterlife, right? Because the new characters were great. The old characters are shoehorned in, and they rehashed a lot of things, but...
The new characters in this got to be good. If they're not good, that's going to derail it. Especially if it's not funny. You got all these bringing in more comedians, and it's going to be not funny again.
You've got to be able to have that improv level going on, right? And then the other thing about possibly delaying this movie, too, is the writer's strike. Okay, well... The writer or the director and producer are both like writing on this too, so there's a gray area they could kind of get into to get around the strike. But if the acting goes on strike, the Actors Guild goes on strike, which
then they're fucked.
Yeah, then this is going to be delayed for sure.
Yeah.
I'm surprised Bill Murray's going to be in it.
You know, I'm not. Everyone says they're surprised about it. He had fun doing Afterlife.
He's been in every Ghostbusters movie so far.
He's been in them all so far.
But that also makes it pretty crowded, depending on the level of
involvement. He doesn't need a big, you know, I don't think he's going to have a huge role necessarily.
Well, that's what worries me. With all these new people, and you already have confirmed.
Isn't Patton Oswalt in this now? I forgot about that, too.
I'm not saying he's going to be in a Ghostbusters outfit.
I've been burying all this, though.
And even that other guy might just be a guy who stays at back and fucking
does
shit.
Well, you're going to have a villain.
You might as wear a lab coat or something.
You're going to have, like,
ghost villains. No, they're going to have a major battle, and everybody's going to suit up.
And if you have a Ghostbusters formula to be followed, there's a some sort of
what's the kaiju
human villain, basically, influenced by or helping to become something supernatural.
What if it's more small scale, like an episode of RGB?
I'd be okay with that, right?
It would have to be something, or
somebody,
like if they took an actual ghost from it.
Somebody turns into a chicken.
Like, let's be honest. If they did Samhain, I'd come in my pants. I would think that that's the coolest thing ever.
I don't want to see sky beams. I don't want to see anything in the sky. We don't need a major.
Well, that's what I mean. You kind of do for a movie.
Well,
Samhain just wants to make the world dark.
Samhain wouldn't need a sky beam.
Well, he would just need to be in the sky with his ghosts, at least for one shot.
In the containment, maybe he got out of the containment.
And it would be dark out, so they'd probably do the cloud thing, you know.
Why does everyone think that the last shot of Afterlife is a ghost escaping from the containment unit? Is that what it's supposed to imply? Or?
It just implying.
It's just supposed to imply that the containment unit's weak, I think, and unkept.
Yeah, either it's
and, like,
having
it's
issues.
It's on the verge
of
fucking just melting down, so then they'll have work to do.
Why didn't they keep it up?
I don't know. When this movie starts, they'll probably have it repaired, I imagine. Otherwise.
And bigger.
Because he's gone back into the firehouse.
When they make it bigger, when it blew up after the fucking first movie? Why does it look exactly the same as the first movie? It blew up.
But yeah, I wouldn't want to see Boogeyman simply because it's not a ghost.
Yeah. I would love to see that in the animated series, like to do another take on that.
Gozer wasn't a ghost.
The Grundle, I really like. I know Gozer wasn't a ghost. That's why I'm saying I would want a ghost.
Viggo was a ghost.
Mm-hmm.
Rowan was a ghost.
If you do a smaller scale villain and do some world building, I would be okay with that, right?
Yeah, just have them go out on random calls, and they have a little personal plot going on. You know, maybe Callie and Gary are getting married.
Well, I mean, you got to be building to something, but
no,
you do.
No, just have a small scale indie Ghostbusters.
Nick, you would be kicked out of a film meeting so quick. People would be like, "Get this fucking guy out of here."
It doesn't have to be Skybeam.
Nobody says it has to be
but
that.
Your solution is to have Callie and Gruberson get married immediately. Like,
no.
Why? It's fucking 2023. A lot of people don't even believe in marriage in the traditional
form.
That
was just an example
like,
of a small,
bad idea.
That was just an example of a small personal story. But they go out on random calls. That's the thing that irritates me about the first two movies is we don't see enough of the little shit. Like, the courthouse battle was really quick. We don't see any other. Well, you see some in the montage. It's like the first movie, cutting out the fort at Marine. Like, God, I wish they left that in there. You see Winston trap a ghost or something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I want to see more of that just regular fucking house calls and shit. I don't care. I don't need cross rips and.
Well, you do at the end, I will say. You need it to build to something.
It's
but like
build to the cartoon, you know? Everybody's, I got to watch a cartoon now. I read the comic books. And then they can save a little money.
That is one thing I'm really looking forward to, is I really want to see how they're going to fill in some of the gap between the Dark Horse comics, between two and four. So, I don't know. Overall, I'm very optimistic just because I love Ghostbusters, right? I mean,
that doesn't mean you should be optimistic, though.
I mean, me personally, don't tell me how to feel. I don't tell you.
No,
how
I
to
mean,
feel.
It's like no. There's a difference
Jackass.
Between there's a difference between looking forward to it and being like I don't think we even have a reason to be optimistic or pessimistic.
Justin's getting his hopes up, baby.
I am
stoked.
I'm getting myself so high up here that if I get disappointed, you guys are just gonna belittle me forever. But I'm all on board, man. I'm excited.
I'm excited for Patton Oswalt.
I don't. I mean. I don't even know if I was ever this excited for Afterlife. Just because you got some of that, you just got so much out of the way with Afterlife. I just feel like the opportunities are like limitless now.
I feel like it's the opposite.
See, yeah, that's not
it's
me.
It's just a. It's gonna.
That's not me, and you're not changing my mind. I'm fucking gung ho.
Are you optimistic because there's nothing known to be pessimistic about?
I'm also
like I was optimistic until it made it pretty clear that Gozer was coming back, and I was like, oh fuck.
Well, see, that never bothered me because I always figured they're going to go the Evo Shandor route. Now that was disappointing because Evo Shandor's already there. You have
or do
cast.
Both at least. It goes around the Evo Shandor.
That would have been great because you're still going to that lore without retreading it. But
see,
whatever.
Here's my concern with Afterlife.
Your concern
two.
It's already out.
Firehouse.
Oh,
what's that?
These new characters are going to, and plus our old GB1 characters are going to take precedence. Only. Phoebe, Callie, and Gruberson, like Celeste O'Connor and Logan Kim are.
Well,
my fear is that they are fucked out of this.
That's
movie,
another
basically.
Reason I don't think they have a big part because they brought all these new characters. I don't think.
That's my biggest concern, I would say, because I want to see those four together because they'd hardly interacted together as a group, and.
Yeah, I don't want to speculate on that now, but I mean, there's a few ways they could go that route. But, yeah, I feel like they're going to be heavily missed if they're not in it as
I bet we see but Trevor Skyping. Is Skyping still a thing? With the
Skyping?
Celeste.
Who the fuck uses the word Skype? Nick, go home. You're drunk.
Skyping? Trevor's going to be Skyping?
I guess he is 40, isn't
no,
he?
No, see, because Skype is owned by Sony. And it's like when they show...
Skype is owned by Sony? Mm-hmm.
You know how when it's a Sony movie and you see the Sony Vaio laptops, but no one actually uses those? And Bing, in Sony movies, they're using Bing?
Bing is a Microsoft product.
Okay, the other way around then. Okay, well, whoever owns Bing, and you see Bing in their movies, but no one actually uses Bing, that's the same thing. So they're going to use Skype.
I mean, Jeff Goldblum saved the world with an Apple laptop and Independence Day.
But anyway, that's the only time you're going to see Celeste is Trevor be like, oh, I miss you on the computer.
I don't know.
And then Logan.
No, this one, you know what's going to happen in this one?
Phoebe's going to be Skyping.
They're
going
to have to go bust a ghost at the New York Public Library.
Oh, no, I know what it is.
That's what I'm afraid of. Shit like that.
Oh, they're going to get the old gray lady.
Oh, yeah. You got to catch her now. She's still lurking around the library.
She was never caught before, yeah.
Exactly. Now
well,
you get
she was in the video game. But.
Yeah, but that's not canon.
I know.
I was going to say, you're like so many people on the internet, Nick. Like,
the video game's better. I'd rather it be canon. I don't give a
Is the video game better, though?
Yeah.
The video game because
it has
fun
the original
play.
Fucking characters.
But if you just
the only reason we like these movies is those characters that are in there. But anyway,
but if you just watch the cutscene, it's
podcast now has video podcast, and that's when we're going to see him a cameo on the computer and doing his podcast. He's not going to actually be in New York.
There's still stuff to go back. I mean, that's you can speculate all day about it.
There's too many characters. If
the sheriff in Somerville didn't want that to go down because he is a Gozer worshipper and he's pissed at his daughter. He kidnaps her.
Well,
whatever
she
that
brings
she,
back Gozer instead of.
Well, she could be
wants to go break into the firehouse to break the containment unit.
She
keeps
could,
her captive the whole time.
She could be old enough.
Whatever.
To, she could be old enough to be going to college or something in New York, but
yeah,
I don't know about Logan Kim, but we don't know anything about his parents. You know.
Yeah. I don't know. There's a lot. I mean, I'm very excited.
Or the big battle at the end. Like, oh, we need more Ghostbusters. We got to have Logan Kim and Celeste O'Connor.
Who will just roll come up out of nowhere. Or they'll just walk out of an alley with no car.
They're going to take a Lyft.
And be like...
A Lyft from Oklahoma.
Hey.
Because Lyft is less popular than Uber, so I said Lyft.
Look at you, you clever Lyft, dog.
Lyft is owned by Sony.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, God, Nick.
If you made it this far, congratulations.
Yeah, are you done? Because we've been going for a while.
But I don't think they're going to be in the whole movie, though, probably. There'll be a lot of characters. And then you got Peck.
That is the thing, though. Like, it feels like this is a world-building movie to me. Set some of these things up to franchise out and branch out, maybe.
There you go. Maybe Logan Kim and Celeste are running the Oklahoma franchise. They're in Oklahoma City.
No, it's hard to say right now. I'm hoping we'll have some clarity here in a couple of days.
Wait, so Is the threat completely eliminated in Somerville? Or is there still ghosts coming out of the hole?
I don't fucking...
You're legit... Well, I mean, Gozer's gone, but you're legit have all those traps with Gozer in it that have to go into a containment unit somewhere, right? So did they dig all those up?
But I mean, are ghosts still able to come out of that portal, or even though Gozer's taken care of, or no?
I don't think so, because... I don't know.
This is like a mouth to hell in.
We could speculate for fucking hours on this shit.
Why is Gozer coming out of a hole in the ground instead of a giant gateway? Because she's not in hell, right? She's not.
Why did they
hell.
Try to cross the streams?
It's like the first thing they do now.
Fucking idiots! Like every ghost, they're like, cross the streams, boys.
There's like 99% chance.
Do you unretcon that though? Because Gozer or the nearest parallel dimension, right? You get that whole line in Ghostbusters 1, which would set up a multiverse if they choose to go that route. But in Afterlife, they say Gozer lives inside of Earth.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
Right, so like that line there, like...
Did they actually say that?
They shoot the portal. They don't obviously don't shoot Gozer when they cross the stream, so it makes no sense.
They make it look like Gozer's coming out of hell.
I mean, it's the Selenium mine, so I don't know if that has... You know, I don't know.
It doesn't
But they also say it was like ancient, so was that put there by aliens? Like, right?
It
ancient
make,
aliens
It doesn't make
things?
Any sense.
No.
I don't know.
Why did the...
Chicken cross the road? To turn into Egon in a real Ghostbusters episode. I don't know. I'm hyped up. I'm ready for Ghostbusters Day. I just can't wait.
Why couldn't it just been... Why couldn't Phoebe just be Egon's daughter and then he had a kid after Ghostbusters 2?
Oh, in Oklahoma?
Why did it have to be his granddaughter? Couldn't it just been his daughter?
I don't know. I mean,
that
would have
solved a lot of problems.
Al Pacino is 83, and he's got a 29-year-old knocked up right now. So he's going to be long dead and gone before that kid even graduates high school. He's got a lot of money, so she's going to do all right.
Wouldn't that have solved a lot of continuity issues if it was just Phoebe was just his daughter? They really need Callie in it? I mean, Callie could have been Egon's wife. And then he still had Callie, and then she moves on with Gary.
I mean, there's lots of things. They could have just also not exploited the death of...
No, but that's... Harold Ramis died. This is perfect.
Justin's just letting us go off now. Shutting the fuck up.
I'm done. I mean, I'm excited. I'm not going to let you guys ruin my excitement. I might look like an asshole, or I might look like a fucking genius. Only time will tell.
I'm not excited for all the bullshit on the Facebook with the people in the community.
Well, you got to realize
it's been so quiet.
The vocalist haters of all are the ones that have nothing to do but complain. So you just got to realize
that. No, the ones
that
like it are annoying too.
Yeah. Join less groups. I'm in fewer groups now and better quality groups, and I have a lot less stress.
So I'm banned from a lot of groups.
So am I.
Oh yeah, you guys get banned all the time. I'm just like never
even
joined.
I didn't see that much hate for Afterlife though.
That's because it was original and people were trying to say, oh, it's can't, you know. I mean, there's people that go out of their way to psychologically justify that one way or another. I'm like, I just want more Ghostbusters movies regardless of who's in them. You know, I'm excited for it. I mean, fuck. If they want to do one of the other Ghostbusters team.
Why not?
Sony Pictures Ghostbusters. I'd be down to watch that, too. I'd go to that in the theaters, too.
Why didn't they muff Tarkin it? And just have Egon in the movie.
They did.
No, alive.
Because they didn't need to do that. I think that would have been worse. Like, doing it the way they did it, I think they handled it as delicately as they could with
all the old guy. They could have made a movie take place in 1992 and then just all de-aged.
Oh, that's the new Indiana Jones movie, so.
This is part of it.
Yeah, the beginning.
Yeah, well, new Indiana Jones is time travel.
I just want Ghostbusters movie with the old gang.
You don't like new things?
No, that's not it.
I wanted it with none of the old. I want the gang from Afterlife, and I don't need anybody.
The original guys were funny and had good chemistry.
Yeah, and then none of them do anymore.
They de-aged them.
If they de-aged them, I don't know if that brings your sense of humor back to where it was.
And you have... LaMarche do Egon's voice, or an AI do Harold Ramis' voice?
I don't know. We're just fucking
I'm out on
here.
This.
And you have... what's her name? Gunter?
I can't wait for Ghostbusters Day. I'm excited. And that's all I've got to say.
You know. Yeah.
What's his name?
I'm ready for it.
What's his name to play Egon? Gunton?
Bob Gunton.
Have Gunton and put Harold Ramis' face over him, but young.
He's already busy playing Bill Paxton in Twisters.
Sequel that's shooting right
now. Well, no, you need a young person to play young Egon.
You say young funny. You say young.
Young.
Yeah, I noticed you were saying that earlier.
Young?
Well, it's anything that ends in NG, Nick pronounces
cream of some
slightly
young
different.
Yeah.
Like what?
Must be like the back.
Like when I said bang. Say bang.
Bang.
Yeah, it sounds like he's saying
Bane. Like the Batman
Bane.
Villain.
Yeah.
Imagine be very praying.
But that's the only thing of any sort of accent thing I've noticed from Nick, but it is the NG.
Topanga.
Topanga.
What? Okay, here we go.
Say the phone rang.
The phone run.
Alright,
I got
let's shut
no,
this
no,
down.
No. I have a good question. What do you guys want to see in this?
I want
titties.
Fun.
No.
Ghost blowjobs
movie. No. Specific.
Yeah, bring me back some fucked up stuff from the first movie.
Specific.
I want those kind of throwbacks.
Actually, you know what'd be fucked up? Does it see like...
Did he just say brain stuff back from the first movie?
Yeah.
He did.
Ghost blowjobs, swear words.
No, if we
see... you mean that kind of...
No, if we see Dan sneak down into the containment unit
and
in
he
the
blowjob goes down.
And there's a glory hole in the ecto...
No, just her head comes out of the hole in the containment unit and sucks
him
off.
Oh, yeah,
off.
Like that little Slimer thing they have in the video game, like
the
where he's portal. There.
I was about to say, he, like, goes up to the side of it, you know, where you put the trap in and stuff, but he, like, just opens it up, and then you see him, like, look around, make sure nobody's there, unzip and put it in there, and then just hear sucking sounds. And then you can
then
turn
Phoebe
it into an emotional moment where he's walking back upstairs, and he's, like, wiping the sweat from his brow, and Phoebe's like, what are you doing? And he's like, oh, just nothing, don't worry about it.
Here's one thing
Phoebe
I will
walks
say.
In on him.
I will be pissed off if Slimer's in this and is like a ghost they need to catch. Like if Slimer's somewhere in the background because they get out of the containment unit again, whatever. But I don't need Slimer as a character in this movie.
He
can I don't
still be
need
hanging out
just
at the firehouse,
they're in New York,
like the second movie.
I mean, they really didn't want to do that. I mean,
think it's going to happen.
What if he's still driving the bus?
Slimer's going
to
happen somewhere.
I'd be okay with that. If Slimer has a job and is like working a 9-to-5,
maybe just see him in the back.
Yeah.
That's the Easter egg. He's just, you see it drive by, but if you look closely, Slimer's driving the
he's
bus.
He's a manager at the transit authority and really hates his life and thinks about committing ghost suicide, but can't because he's dead already.
No, Slimer's working at the airport. It's like United 93 just.
Oh, my God. Okay, we got to be done. We're out of control.
That's what Alec.
Shut this off.
That's
shut
what
this
Alec
off.
Wants to
you
see.
Got that on there.
That is what I want to see.
He wants to see the ghost of the Twin Towers.
Exactly. They should be ghost buildings in the sky of New York in the montage. Similar to the Titanic. I mean, it's not any more fucked up. I mean, one is a deliberate act, I guess. You could get me on that. And that it's more recent. But that's your only argument.
There was innocent people on the Titanic.
Yeah, and children.
Nothing but capitalists in the towers.
Babies. Basically, it was thousands of Patrick Batemans in those towers. All right, I'm sorry, I'm out.
Your mother.